16 years as a correspondent at 60 Minutes in CBS, 35 years in journalism. Did I ever think I'd get to this place? No, I certainly did not. But I can tell you after spending, two decades on the battlefield that I'm disgusted by the coverage of Ukraine and the blatant manipulation of the facts and distortion of history and everything else. I mean, I'm going to say at the beginning, and I'm going to say it once, nobody wants the people of Ukraine to suffer. There are innocent people there. They were caught up in the fighting, as they are in every war, and it's heartbreaking to see them suffer. However, what I am also very much aware of is that there are people in this country and other places who are quite happy to bring that suffering to all of our doors and to insist on forcing this into World War, a bigger world war and a broader conflict rather than de-escalate and deal with it honestly. And sure, there's disinformation on both sides, no doubt. The Russians are good at it, and so are we. However, there are certain things here that are true, and we need to ask more questions about them. For example, when Putin says that he's going to rid the Ukrainian military of its Nazis, and we all jump up and down and say, "Oh my gosh, you know, that's not true because look at all the hundreds of thousands of Jewish victims of the Holocaust." Well, absolutely, there were hundreds of thousands of Jewish victims of the Holocaust, and you know what? They weren't just killed by Germans. A lot of them were killed by Ukrainians because Western Ukraine backed the Nazis and was a headquarters of the Nazi SS. And when you see that black sun of the occult on the uniforms of Ukrainian soldiers, and by the way, not just one battalion, not just a handful of soldiers, look at the pictures of female Ukrainian soldiers being lionized and sort of worshipped by the US media, right? They've got that black sun of the occult. Now, why is that significant? Well, that was another emblem of the SS, wasn't it? Because there was an occult dimension to the SS that we again don't like to talk about typically in our history. And why is that significant? Well, go to the Azov Battalion in the Ukrainian military that is funded by the United States and by NATO. Not only do they have the black occult as the background of their logo, but they have the sideways lightning symbol of the Nazi SS. So these are not, random things. They're not arbitrary. They go to the foundational core of who this unit is. And I love how Jen Psaki and the media and all these other puppets love to say, "Oh, well, it's just one unit." Imagine if there was a unit in the United States military that had the emblems of the Nazi SS as its defining, logo and was pictured holding up, swastika flags as the Azov battalion is pictured.